Hello, this is the English program, and we now have the latest news and information from the official Foreign and Commonwealth Office website. Of course, there's been a lot of turmoil and everything. We are going to read the latest info. The official website address for the Foreign and Commonwealth Office is fco.gov.uk. We're reading it in order of the latest news first and then sort of working backwards, but this is all from today basically. The Foreign Secretary William Hague is to lead international efforts to hold those responsible for the horrifying violence in Libya to account. There is information on the consular situation in Libya and the UK response to this situation. There's information on assisted departure routes for British nationals in Libya. This is all available on the official FCO website, fco.gov.uk. The UK government support is helping the United Nations to assist with the voluntary disarmament and repatriation of thousands of armed rebels. This is in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The UK at the UN Human Rights Council on Libya. We are and will continue to take action, says the UK. The United Kingdom wants to send a clear message to the Libyan regime that the world is not just watching and making statements. We are and will continue to take action. The Prime Minister, David Cameron, has said the government will do everything it can to evacuate the remaining British nationals stranded in Libya. The Foreign Office Minister, Jeremy Brown, welcomed the agreement between Thailand and Cambodia to allow impartial observers across to the border. This is all. These are all press releases from today. And travel advice for British nationals in Christchurch following the earthquake. Christchurch in New Zealand was hit by an earthquake on the 22nd of February. The FCO is offering consular assistance to British nationals affected by the situation. MI6, Fair Trade, Football and Sri Lanka were among the subjects discussed by the Foreign Office bloggers this week. Find out more, again, on the FCO website. And the UK Foreign Affairs Minister has visited Japan to discuss opportunities for the two countries to work together, UK and Japan, to work together to tackle global challenges and boost business opportunities. So once again, don't forget the website address is fco.gov.uk. This is the English program. We are doing this program not because we are, you know, cheerleaders of the government or anything of that sort. We are simply reading. This is the official information from the FCO, and we are reading it, and it's as simple as that. You take the information away with you and do with it, interpret it as you will. Okay, we're simply reading the information which has been published. So I've read all the news and information from today. Obviously, if you go to the 24th, certain bits of news and information will become sort of less relevant, but there are still interesting bits of information. The FCO Minister for Europe, David Lidington, welcomes the formation of Kosovo's new coalition government. You can read about that on the website. There will be regular little sort of bulletins saying Foreign Office updates on the situation in Libya, but obviously you have to read the most recent for the information, obviously. But there are many sort of press releases which can sort of become old but still relevant. For more information about our program, please go to our website, englishradio.blogspot.com, and we have a Twitter page, which I'm sure if you're a regular listener you'll be aware of, twitter.com/englishradio. All of these programs are available on our Audio Boo page. It's audioboo.fm/englishradio.